I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Government forces in Syria today stormed the town of Rastan in the center of the country. They used helicopters, tanks, and armored vehicles to blast their way in. Their goal? To crush a group of army deserters who are fighting back against the government's crackdown on dissent. Some 2,700 people have been killed since the protests against President Bashar al-Assad's regime started 6 months ago. Louis Safi is a Syrian-American who's a member of the Syrian National Council, an opposition umbrella group. He's currently in Qatar. Is this turning into an armed rebellion?
Well, I think the specter of this turning into an armed rebellion is there. Desertion has been taking place in the last 2 to 3 months, and it is sometimes associated with the use of weapons and fighting. But for the most part, the revolution is still peaceful. And so I would say the danger is there, but we're still far from that point.
Is it a sign of confidence and expectation of winning that opponents of al-Assad are prepared to fight, as happened in Libya?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is giving more encouragement, and people see these events as a more indicative of the fact that the regime is falling apart.
Okay, you say falling apart, but I guess you could look at the latest crackdown two ways, a strong government asserting its authority, or perhaps a sign of desperation. How do you see it?
Well, I see it as a sign of desperation and inflexibility, which is quite amazing, you know, the level of inflexibility in this regime. This regime has no stomach for political engagement. All they know is how to shoot and how to suppress.
What kind of disincentives is the Syrian government using to try and prevent defectors? Do you know?
Yes. I mean, basically showing more brutality, sort of this fear tactic. Some of the military officers that have died were killed just as a preventive measure because their loyalty was not 100% assured.
Are you getting any sense at all, Dr. Safi, that the protesters who are peaceful are a little nervous about what's happening with these defectors, that they're worried that this could turn very violent?
Absolutely. The more this is prolonged, the more the possibility of some people taking up arms and using violence in response to the violence of the regime.
As we're about to hear from our reporter in Turkey, life improves when Syrian defectors leave the country. What are the consequences, though, for family members of those defectors who are unable to leave Syria?
The state uses family as a way to pressure those who are opposing the regime. So they take family members as hostages to pressure the opposition. And in some cases, they are treated very, severely and beaten severely or subjected to torture. And we have a number of cases where death resulted of torturing members of the family of those who are opposing the regime.
Dr. Louis Safi, a member of the Syrian National Council and currently chairman of the Syrian American Council. He's also a Common Word Fellow at Georgetown University. Joined us from Doha and Qatar. Thank you very much for your time.
You are welcome.